New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist, Lisa Davis.
So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy. My fantastic co-host Andrea is off today. So many of us really want to do what we're passionate about, and we want to perhaps quit our 9-to-5, but we're like, how are we going to pay the bills? What's going to happen? I don't know. It can be really, really difficult. So today we're going to be talking about really listening to your heart, really tapping into your own innate spirit and energy, and looking at what you're doing and what you can do to fulfill your dreams. And we've got the wonderful Jennifer Noel Taylor back with us. She's the author of Love Incorporated. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, great to be here. Aloha.
Ooh, aloha. Nice. Now, is that where you live, or do you just happen to be there right now?
No, I live on Maui, actually, North Shore of Maui. I love it.
That must be incredible. Okay, so we got to talk about this then, because I know you yourself, like many of us, have struggled financially. You had a lot of debt, and now you're living in Maui? Holy cow. All right, girl, tell us what's going on. How did this all come about? How can I come and live with you?
Well, great. Move on over. I'll start back when I had a real job, like many of us. I worked in a job I didn't love. I worked as a software developer, and I was very disillusioned because I was wondering, is this all there is, really? Am I going to spend the next 40 years of my life doing this job and just really not enjoying myself just so I can retire? Or what's the whole point of this? Because I knew I had a purpose, you know, and I knew somewhere that I was supposed to be doing something else, and I didn't quite know what it was. So that's where it all started. And I eventually discovered my true calling, which is energy medicine. And cool. I quit my job and did energy medicine full time. And what I discovered initially was I had trouble financially. I have to admit, I struggled financially when I quit my real job and went out to do what I love. I ended up with a lot of debt, actually.
What is energy medicine?
That's a good point. Yeah. So energy medicine works with life force energy, or what some people call prana or chi. And it's the energy that permeates all living things, or some people would call it the force, as they call in Star Wars. And it's basically with the philosophy that we create our reality based on our vibration. And even Einstein said this. Einstein said that our reality is a reflection of our vibration. And he said this isn't speculation. It's actually physics, which is really amazing. Yeah, and I love that quote by Einstein. So basically, we create our reality based on who we are as energetic beings, which seems a little out there. I admit, that seems way out there for a lot of people. But what I discovered after 15 years of doing energy medicine is it seems to be the case. I think Einstein was correct. And so the whole philosophy is when we switch our energy, when we change our energetic makeup, disease falls away, because disease is more of a patterning rather than a physical problem. It's more of, let's say, like the movie The Matrix, there's a whole world behind what appears to be the physical world. Yes. And I don't know if that makes sense, but it's like the whole world is a reflection of just an energy of who we are.
So how do you change that energy?
Well, that's a good question.
Make it work for you.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. So basically what I've discovered is a lot of physical disease is emotionally based. So it requires us to go into what's going on within our heart and understand where we're holding stuck emotion, where we're holding patterns that no longer serve us, and then releasing that energy. So, for example, if you have unreleased or unforgiven anger, the magic of forgiveness is that really anger is just hurting yourself. So yes. We've seen people go in and do surgery on their heart, basically, and a lot of the physical conditions start to resolve. And it's actually really fascinating to watch, because you realize how much the energy actually is behind a problem.
I want to talk a little bit about making career changes and the idea of if you follow your passion or follow your heart, the money will come. Talk to us about this.
Well, what I learned in myself was that with the finances, I was actually, even though I was following my heart, I was giving my power away with my money situation. And I had evolved beyond giving my power away to other people. Like, I wasn't blaming my business partner. I wasn't blaming, you know, my romantic partner. I wasn't even blaming the IRS. But I was giving my power away in a very subtle way to what I call spirit or God or all that is. And it looked something like, well, it must not be in the flow for me to make money, or I'm waiting for spirit to give me direction, or those kinds of, I'm not sure if you're familiar with that kind of thought process, but I was having that process and giving my power away to spirit or God or all that is. And I noticed other people were doing this too. Like, they were saying stuff like, well, I'm just going to wait for the flow or wait for direction or things like that. And so I wasn't really alone in this. And that was one of my biggest mistakes.
Do you think that it's also just people who aren't able to advocate for themselves? Because I'm terrible. I'm always like, oh, I'll do it for free, or oh, you don't have to pay me that much, or oh, blah, blah, blah. Because I'm always afraid to ask for what I really want. Is that part of it as well?
I think that's a great point. Yeah, I was doing that too. The fear of, you know, charging actual real money for spiritual work or for, you know, and I think a lot of it is a fear that somehow, you know, we're not really helping people if we're charging them money. I know I had that.
Yeah, or maybe you don't feel worthy, or you feel like you're a fraud, even if you're not, right? I think a lot of people are insecure and they feel like somewhere they got that message and they just don't feel comfortable asking for what they deserve. And that has to change. I mean, in addition to the spiritual side, I think just the self-esteem side, I believe is a part of it.
Yeah, I think the self-worth kind of kicks in there, thinking, well, I need another course or another training, or you know, what do I have to give people? And also, I think it kicks in because what we do and the spiritual nature is a bit out there for a lot of people. A lot of people don't believe necessarily in this kind of stuff. And I think it's easy to get swayed by the naysayers who say, well, that's not real. You shouldn't be charging money for that type of energy.
Well, talk to us about that. Like, what exactly do you do? I mean, I'm so fascinated because I've never seen an energy healer. And this is where I wish Andrea was here, because she knows much more about this. But what's nice is for people who are listening who are like me, who aren't as familiar, we can learn a lot too. So talk to us about, like, what would it be like if I came in to see you? Like, kind of walk us through that.
Okay. Well, actually, to be honest, I don't do sessions anymore, but I used to do sessions, and I'll describe what I used to do. Because so basically, let's say somebody comes in and they have knee pain. And, you know, they usually, when people finally come to energy healing, they've tried everything. They've tried doctors, they've tried medication, and nothing seems to work. And so they have this knee pain. And what I usually do is they come in, they sit on my massage table. I place my hands over their knee and I channel energy. And how I do this, there's a lot of different energy healing methods out there. There's like Reiki and Qigong and healing touch. And what I do is a modality called quantum touch, where I put my hands over the knee and I do our techniques, which involve a lot of work with energy, including breathing, feeling the energy through the body, and channeling the energy into the client. And a lot of times we discover what's going on underneath the knee pain. For some people, it may be a longstanding energy that got stuck, like a longstanding injury that got stuck there that needs to move out of the body. For some people, it's like locked in emotional energy. So sometimes emotions come up during a session. There's just a lot of, I guess that's the place to start, and you kind of feel into the next step, like what's really behind that knee pain.
And how do you move your hands in a certain way over it? Do you think certain thoughts?
Actually, what I do is I place my hands actually on the knee. Now, some people work, let's say, above the knee, just in the energy field. I actually place my hands on the body. I like the physical touch. And I clear the mind and open up my heart because I believe the healing energy comes from the heart. And so, and I connect with the breath because breath moves a lot of energy as well. And I feel, as you work with energy, you'll get a sense of being able to feel energy. And I think I'll step back a moment. We've all had this experience of, you know, you're driving along the highway, and you kind of know when that person next to you is looking at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so basically that, like, you're feeling that person's energy, in my opinion. Like, you kind of get a sense that person's directing their energy towards you. And so along similar lines, like, we direct energy into the person. And it's basically with enough love, I think whatever is not love comes to the surface to be released and healed. Because ultimately, we're here to open our hearts.
Now, will this work on somebody who doesn't believe in it?
The diehard skeptic who really doesn't believe in this at all usually doesn't even come in for a session. Like, they're really, yeah.
Good point.
They're like, this is not, you know, it's not my thing. But a person who usually comes in who may be skeptical but open will see results a lot of the time. And they may be surprised. You know, they say, well, I don't know if I believe in this stuff, but I'm here anyways because, well, nothing else works. That's typically what I see. And they're slightly open to it. And what happens is you get into the session and they're like, wow, something happened. Maybe this stuff has something to it. That's kind of what I've seen.
Yeah. So if they're skeptical, they're doing it kind of as a last resort, then you're still able to do it even if they're not 100% on board. I mean, obviously there's someone on board because they're there. But I still think it shows the power of what you're doing.
Yeah, and I think that there's a verse in the Bible that says just the faith of a mustard seed, right? It, you know, just having a little bit of openness can really go a long way, even if majority of your thought process is skeptical, because you're just slightly open. And I've definitely seen a lot of great results on people who were slightly skeptical. So I love it.
Oh, that's great. Now, we were just talking about an example of a bad knee, but it sounds like if you have energy stuck in other areas or old wounds or something, that could be keeping you from pursuing your passion as well, or making the money, or feeling like you're worthy. Talk to us about those types of experiences. And what have you seen with people you've worked with in terms of their life changing afterwards, and especially in, like, their work arena?
So in the work arena, I feel like there's two thought processes going on. One is this whole idea of practicality. And honestly, that's where I was. I'm like, well, computer science is the practical choice. You know, it makes sense. I know I'll always have a job. I'll be secure. And even though I don't really want to do it. And really, that's something, you know, that the mind is telling us. It's saying, well, you know, we got to do the right thing. We got to be practical. The heart usually says something totally different. It's saying, you know, forget that. I mean, follow what you really want to do. Follow your passion. And that disconnect between, you know, the mind and the heart is really where I feel like a lot of people struggle. And listening to your heart and following your heart is where I feel like the truth really is. And when you do that, I feel things eventually tend to fall into place. And that can be, let me give you another example of something I was doing wrong. I often didn't listen to my heart when spending money. And I would just willy-nilly buy stuff, you know, with my mind telling me, well, you need that house, and you need that car, and you need to look a certain way, and you need to live in L.A. because it's the right practical choice. And my heart was saying, well, I'd rather live in a tiny little cottage in Hawaii. I mean, so I had this disconnect between the mind and the heart. And eventually the heart won, and I moved to Hawaii, and I'm much happier. And actually my expenses have gone down moving out here.
Really?
And yeah, because I was in LA, I had this big house and I had all the, the furnishings and, I had a different, philosophy. And so anyways, I feel like with the energy, if you're following the energy of your heart, it's a different life that gets created. And I think that's where a lot of people struggle, the mind versus the heart.
Yeah, that's true. And just, again, the fear, right? Where the fear must come in at some point. It's very risky, and it right? It can inhibit you.
It's risky, but I learned there's no such thing as security. Because even at a quote-unquote secure job, you can get fired. The company, when I got hired at my nice secure software development job, they were also, laying off half the company. People had been there for years were all of a sudden without a job, and they were miserable. A lot of them, it wasn't really what they wanted to do. So they were miserable at a job that eventually went away anyways.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good point. It really is. So do you feel like people who are stuck, people who are wanting to make the change, people who are wanting to do something different with their lives and change their job or follow their passion, do you think energy work, I would assume, is a good way to go for folks? And what are some other things that you would advise as well?
That's a great question. Yeah, so if you're feeling stuck in your life, I think one of the challenges is understanding what you really want, at least for me. Whenever I feel stuck, it's because I don't really know what I want. And when you do energy healing and understand what you really want from your heart, not necessarily from your mind or your ego, but understand what your heart really wants, I feel like that's actually your truth, and that actually puts you on the right path for your life purpose. The hard part is hearing what your heart has to say above all the noise and everything in our modern life. And the heart is really, I feel like energy work can help you connect with your heart, as well as meditation or other methods where you block out the rest of the world for a period of time and connect and be still and turn off the mind and hear what your heart has to say.
Now, let's jump into your book, Love Incorporated. You write, your heart is a powerful compass that will guide you toward your greatest joy and highest service. I like that. Talk to us a little bit about the highest service.
So I have this philosophy that that we're all put on earth for a purpose, that and that purpose is what our heart really wants to do. And when you're serving your purpose, you also, not only are you the happiest, because it's what you really, really want to do, but it's also like your greatest service to other people. So it's actually the highest good, because it's not only what you really want to do, it can help the most people in the world. So that's my philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so great. Now, when you did your energy medicine, or is that what you would call it? Or energy healing? Or quantum touch, right?
Yeah. Quantum touch, energy medicine, energy healing, spiritual healing has a whole bunch of names.
Oh, cool. Now, the person doesn't have to be there, right? You can do it from far away?
Yeah, you can do distant healing because we're all connected through space and time. Like, we're all one. And so you can do distant healing as well. I actually like the physical touch, but distant healing works just as well because we're working with energy, not actually time and space. We're working outside of time and space.
Oh, that's so interesting. Now, why did you stop? Because you said you're not doing that any longer.
Yeah, I was doing some sessions and I ended up now running Quantum Touch, which is a energy healing company where we have about 1,000 practitioners around the world doing energy healing. And so I felt like for me, it was in the highest good to actually facilitate more and more people doing energy healing rather than just doing sessions. So I actually like the leadership role right now that I'm in of running the company.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I love it. It's really, we have new practitioners around the world all the time. And we just had people join us in Hong Kong and China and Japan. And I actually recently went out to Hong Kong and met our community there. And it's just really exciting because it's starting to, we were a U.S.-based company, now it's starting to become a worldwide company, which is just super exciting to me.
Now, do you have to have any kind of background in any sort of other healing or health, or can anybody do this?
Anyone can do it. I feel like children actually are the best at it. because they're really, really connected to their heart. I also feel like cats are really good at it. Just kidding. But, I feel like it basically is just, it's on some level super simple, just reconnecting to your heart and your truth. And it's something I feel like children and animals do naturally.
Oh, cool. Okay, I thought you said cats, but I wasn't sure. You just said animals. I can see my dog, Blue. He's like the sweetest baby. I call him Mr. Baby. He's just like the best dog ever. So yeah, I can see that with Mr. Baby. You know, before we go today, I just want to thank our sponsor this month, NeoCell. I love NeoCell. They make great collagen. It's the number one brand in the U.S. and it is fantastic. You can eat a really yummy mint chocolate little bite or an acai little bite, or you can take the collagen pills. They have all kinds of great stuff. Check them out at NeoCell.com. And you know, Jennifer, this has been so much interesting. I've learned a lot, and it's been so nice having you on. Andrea is going to be sad she missed you, but I'm sure she'll enjoy listening, and you'll have to come back. In the meantime, tell us all the ways we can find you.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, you can find me at quantumtouch.com. That's, again, at quantumtouch.com. Or if you want information about my other life as an author, you can go to loveincorporatedthebook.com. And you can find information about my first book and join my mailing list if you like. And thank you so much for having me on the show. I love being here. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're great. You have such great energy. No pun intended. I want to thank everyone for listening. I know I'm so ridiculous. I laugh at my own puns. Listening to Naturally Savvy, you can check us out on Twitter at Naturally Savvy and also at Health Media Gal 1. You can listen to past shows anytime, radiomd.com. Just hit programs, hit Naturally Savvy. Find us on iTunes. Please rate and review and subscribe. It makes a huge difference. Thanks again to NeoCell. Thanks for listening and stay well.